Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to the Intune Show. Welcome. If it's your first time, hopefully it's not your last. And for all those who are always tuned in and always giving the Intune Show support, thank you. I adore you all. So for all those that don't know and tuning in for the first time, I'm interviewing Chingy. And for all those that are in tune all the time, I'm interviewing Chingy. So I'm super excited to have him on the show tonight. And basically, Chingy toured as an opening act with Nelly, and he became a prodigy of Ludacris, who signed him. And basically, he's been doing his thing since then. And not only is he a rapper, he's an actor, and he's also an entrepreneur. So I'm not going to say much because I want to get in tune with him, you know, because there's really not much that I could really say because everybody that knows Chingy pretty much know where he's coming from. So, you know, who am I to try to, like, lay it out there when everybody already know and probably can, you know, put me onto a few facts or two. But for all those that want to tune in to, like, you know, asking questions, dial in 818-495-6975. And for all those scaredy cats, feel free to use the interactive chat room. You can log in and you can ask your questions through their interactive chat room. And you can also leave your comments for Chingy, which I will read over the air. You can tweet to me at Intune Show, which is NTUNEDSHOW. And, you know, voice your opinions and I'll read them over the air. So I'm totally stoked, and I mean, I really have no words. I don't even know what to say right now. I feel like a groupie, seriously. And you guys that know Miss P, or, you know, always hear me say, listen, I am not a fan, okay? I'm a supporter, but not a fan. But tonight, I think I might have to, you know, alter that just for the night, okay? And you guys are going to have to bear with me. And not only that, I think I'm going to need a fan because Chingy is hot. So, again, for all those who want to call in and ask a question, 818-495-6975. But until he gives us a call in, and you guys are going to have to bear with me because, you know, I flipped through the loopholes and I really do not know what number Chingy is going to be calling in on. So we're going to have to play it by ear like, you know, one of those, like, hot potatoes thing. Throw it around. I know a lot of people are going to be tuning in tonight. And I'm, you know, just ready. I'm ready. So until then, you know, let's get in tune to one of his tracks. And just to put it out there, since I, you know, downloaded these tracks, I have been rocking to them nonstop. Okay? When I like something, it's just ongoing. Seriously. No, seriously. So anyway, outside of that, let's get in tunes because you know me, I'll get carried away, and we don't want to do that. We want to stay focused tonight. Let's play Let It Go by Chingy.
Okay. That's right. Bang, bang! J-Class, what's good, my dude? You know how we do this, man.
Woo! Oh. 4, 5, 10, 20, 5, let it go. Woo. Some
Your girl might ride, no horse and curve. Them cat was in her joking, but I'm not the derm. 5 seconds, 1. 10 seconds, 5. 20 seconds, 10. Yeah, we getting live. Them chickens flocking over, cause they know we got it. Announce I'm in the building, start a damn ride. My money healthy, yo shit gonna die. Them cat was mugging, but tell them cat was crying. This spot so packed, I'm amp, I think I just might buy. My paper lies, your paper cries.
4, 5, 10, 20, I let it go. Somebody better let her know, I let it go. Slap it down to the flow, baby, let it go. Got a whole lot of money, I let it go. I let it go, let it go, let it go.
So that was Chingy, Let It Go. Now, I don't know if you guys were, you know, paying attention to the lyrics in that track, but, you know, when he said, my money healthy, y'all's on a diet, y'all's on a diet, I'm just like, really? Really? He must have been talking about me. Like, Chingy, did you write that song about me? Are you, you know, putting my business out there that my pockets is on a diet? That's all I want to say. So, real talk though, I was just really feeling that because, you know, the theme of the song really I'm feeling because a lot of it just all correlated with, you know, cash, you know, and cash is king for all those that know that cash is king. So, I'm really feeling that track and I hope you guys are too. And if you have any questions and you're too afraid to call in, then use the interactive chat room and post your questions in there, and I will read them online so Chingy can know, okay? So definitely do that because, you know, this is what makes it fun. This is what makes it interesting when you guys participate and help me out here, okay? So as the, you know, show goes on, you know, post your stuff, post your stuff. So shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to T, shout out to Lady G, shout out to Phoenix, Shout out to all the listeners on the line. We just, you know, gearing up. Shout out to Smack Boys, too, because they are actually in the house. C.R. Bundy, for all those that don't know and resonating with him for the first time, he's the one who did my intro song. So shout out to C.R. Bundy for that intro. And, hey, we got Rebecca Scrubs. For all those that don't know, she makes amazing scrubs, so get in tune with her in the chat room. And while you guys are in here waiting for Chingy to call in, definitely exchange, you know, social media networks. You know how I love for everybody to connect to each other and support each other. So definitely share your information while you guys are in the chat room waiting for Chingy to call in. Again, for anyone who want to call in, it's 818-495-6975. Shout out to everybody last night who tuned in with Lady Twinkles and myself last night. I had a ball. I mean, I can't wait for the next show because, you know, I was thinking about that show all freaking day long. And every time my day got a little stressful, I was just cracking up, okay, about a certain comment that, you know, we're going to leave that off this show, and we're going to continue this conversation on the next show when Lady Twinkles is actually on. So, again, you know, Chingy's going to be calling in shortly. I'm terribly excited to talk to him. I can't wait to get in tuned. And meanwhile, while we're waiting for him to call in and press 1 to talk to Miss P, I'm going to play another track. And this one is also Chingy's, and it's called We In Here. And all the music that he has out right now, honestly, is like one of those club bangers, you know? I mean, honestly, I was at the gym, and, you know, I was working it out. And I think I actually stayed on the treadmill actually a lot longer on repeat because at that moment, you know, I was just like, yeah, we in here. Miss P's going to be in here in the summertime. Body going to be a little bit tight, okay? So, y'all stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, in the round time, here we go. We're In Here by Chingy.
Fuck, yeah. whole rack fast. You in the line at the club and they don't ID ya. Balance with me, got three strikes, Adidas. Cowards hiding now, I'm coming out like a fetus. Her ass fat as a pumpkin, so I told the trick treaters. This sounds like Jordan, Saint Peter, a nigga bomb.
Guys, so that was We In Here, okay? And what resonated with me the most about that song was the fact that he said, the only thing that I pay attention to is a check, okay? I'm with that, 110%, okay? So without further ado, we have Chingy on the line. Let's bring him on. Chingy, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Can I just, like, go into groupie mode real quick and then back to professionalism? Is that okay with you?
Go right ahead. Go in groupie mode.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me bring it back to lady mode. Bring it back to lady mode.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so excited.
No
you have
problem.
No idea.
That's all good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, everybody in the chat room is like, Chingy, Chingy's on the line, Chingy's on the line. This is what happens. This is what happens, Chingy. Does this happen, like, everywhere you go?
I mean, you
Let's
know.
Be honest.
It happens. You know, people notice me, and people, you know, I guess it's like I always use it as, it's like a kid watching cartoons. It's like a kid when he sees Mickey Mouse. It's like a kid when they see Scooby Doo or something. You know, they used to seeing that cartoon character on TV and stuff. So they see it in person or they hear that character. You know what I'm saying? It's just an exciting feeling. And so you know, people tend to, you know, give it up to me when they see me or they hear me. So it's all love, though. I can't knock them. You know what I'm saying? So it's
exactly.
All love.
I can't knock
it.
Them. Right, I can't knock them either. And when you say give it up, Chingy, you have to be careful with that phrase, okay? Give it up. When people see you, they
yeah.
give it up. You got to watch that. That's loaded.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some of the women, you know, they want, you know. It's all good.
Okay.
But not just
yeah.
like props, you know.
Right, I understand what you're saying. I'm just teasing you. So for everybody that's, you know, so anxious to gain insight about you, let's just start really basic and let's just, you know, give everybody, like, where you're from, where you're stationed. You know, let's start from a little bit from the beginning.
All right, well, where I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. North side city of St. Louis, Missouri on the north side. Walnut Park, you know, area I'm from, hood I'm from, you know, I grew up in a household with, I got three brothers, well, three sisters now. I got a baby sister, but, love music been my life. I started writing my own music when I was like 7, 8 years old, and it's just always been something that I've always been inspired to do, so I just stuck with it, you know, started making my own songs when I was 10 years old in the studio, performing when I was 12, going around out of town, in and out of town performing. Put out a local CD when I was 16. Just kept grinding, and I got signed in 02 to Capitol Records, and that's when everything started happening for me professionally with my music.
Exactly, because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, you know, right there, I like it when you do it right there. Like, I still jam off of that, honestly.
Yeah,
I think everyone does.
And, you know, yeah, you know what's funny about that record? I wrote that hook and that, like, first verse when I was, like, 16 years old.
Stop it.
Yeah, like many people don't know that. They think I probably, you know, it just came out in 2003, but I actually wrote that when I was like 16, that hook in that first verse.
Wow.
I just finished it in 2002.
Right. Sometimes great things are archived and then brought back out in
It's like when you're an artist, you make so much music. I mean, with the artist that I am, you make so much music, and it's like you spend so much of your time when you make that one song. Like, yeah, that's the record right there, and you listening to it all the time, and you forget about those previous records that you recorded that's still hot. You know
right.
what I mean? Because it may not be super hot to you at the moment, but it's people that still never heard it that it'll probably be a hit record to. You dig?
Yeah, definitely. I dig it. I dig you. But anyway, back to the interview question. Phoenix in the chat room said to tell you that, you know, tell Chingy I like what he does to women in the club. He's a man. Laugh out loud.
Just because I said it's all good, I appreciate that.
He appreciates that, Phoenix, for real. So basically that means, I mean, Phoenix, what are women doing in the club? So listen, so me and Chingy can find that out, because I'm sure you want to know too, right, Chingy?
Yeah,
what happens? Exactly. What happens? What happens in the club? So, you know, so how
they're
does your family?
Dancing.
No, they probably are not just dancing, Chingy, because let me tell you, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, I was, like, at the gym, and I usually run on the treadmill for, like, 60 minutes nonstop, just, you know, just listening to stuff on my iPod.
So you work out.
Well, you know, I'm still a thick girl, you know. You know, let's not act like I'm, like, you know, all built and everything, because that's not it. But
no,
at the same time.
You work out, that's a good thing.
No, definitely, because we're going to talk about your regimen, too, because I need to get in tune to that. Because can I just say, since we fast-forwarded to one of the things I wanted to talk about, Chingy, seriously, stop playing with those pictures, okay? Especially the one with you with the white beater on and the jeans, leaning against the wall, all background. Stop playing.
And I think I took that a little while ago, but you know. I just be in the gym doing my little thing, you know. I've been working out for a little second now, just trying to stay fit, you know, with being that I be performing and everything, and that I have to run back and forth across the stage and everything. I just try to stay fit, you know, and keep it up, you know. So, and a woman love a man that's well groomed. You understand what I'm saying? So, I got to keep it up for the ladies.
No, definitely. Yeah. Keep that all the way up. Turned up to 1,000, full throttle,
okay,
on that one. Because I'm telling you, Chingy, I mean, yeah, because if you look at, like, from when you first, you know, immersed into the music world. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when I'm just, like, researching, I'm like, okay, I'm expecting, like, this, you know, you forget as time goes on, things change with everybody changes. So I'm looking at these pictures, and I said, really, really, this is Chingy. No, let me re-Google this. You know, I had to keep Googling it in because I was like, this is impossible. Like,
yeah,
let me find out. I have to
too.
Go. Right, go get that diamond and just propose. Like, what's happening? You know, Chingy, stop playing, okay? Just cut it all the way out. And another one of my favorite pictures of you is actually on Twitter, and it's your background on your Twitter page. And for ladies, all these ladies that's not following Chingy, do so,
follow me,
okay? Yes, at Chingy Jackpot. And definitely look at the background of his picture. I mean, really, man, Chingy, stop playing with me. I was trying to drag that picture off for promotional purposes. Not for my own purposes, hint, hint, for promotional purposes. But he wouldn't let me do it.
Which picture is it, though? I don't even remember what picture
that
is.
Man, don't make me pull up Twitter, because this is ridiculous right now. Because I think, you know, I may need that picture, you know, for future reference.
Does it have, like, a
white
jacket on or something, some glasses?
I think so. I'm about to pull you up, because this is, like, a must-have to do in the middle of your interview, because it's just one of those things that I had to sit and look at for, like, you know how you see, like, a fine piece of art and you just stare at it? You're like, wow. And then you turn it different ways because it was
like
that.
Piece of art.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, straight up, I was like, yes. No, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Like I said, keep it full throttle, okay? Yeah, please do. So, yeah, you have on a white jacket, you know, the aviators. You know, you have your little, like wine?
That's a photo shoot I did. I like that picture, too. That picture is dope.
No, that picture is, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone because I could get carried away on this show. So, exactly. So we have some questions, like, coming left and right, and I don't want to, you know, I love my supporters. I really do. And it's because of them why there is an Intune show, right, or Miss B or Chingy. Let's get into some of these questions and stuff. It says, can you ask Chingy, are there any particular record labels that he would like to sign to, or is he currently signed to,
I'm actually, I have my own record label, Full Deck, that we're doing everything through independently. But I've been talking to a few people, but you know how that go. You know, whoever talking the best situation, that's who you want to go with. You know, so we still in the works. But I'm actually in a second about to put out a new single. So it's called My Money Good. So I'm working on that as we speak. I'm gonna get that mix and master, and we finna go and put that out in a minute. But Full Deck is the label. You know, after a while, you just gotta start pumping up, you know, what's yours, pumping up your own, you know, doing you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing right now, just promoting my label Full Deck. And like I said, in conversations with a couple people, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. So Lady G wanted to say, like, she said, yes, Lord, he makes a picture look so damn good, laughing my A off. They hear you. They hear you. They hear you live. They hear you talking, although they're in the chat room. She told me to keep it PG because she's shy right now. And, you know, Keisha just said that she's following you on Twitter just now as, you know, as we speak or whatever. So thanks, guys, for the support. Please support. Because, you know, as you guys see, Chingy's doing a damn thing. And, you know, I love the tracks Let It Go and We In Here. And the thing that I really like about Let It Go is all because it's all about cash, you know.
Yeah,
and it's like,
you know, it's all about the money.
Hell yeah. And then he was like, Yellowstone's call it Sunshine.
Yeah.
I was like, canary yellow, that's right. Need a chick to match my drive. Yeah, that's me. No,
right.
I'm just kidding. My money's healthy. Yours on a diet. I'm telling
you,
Chingy, honestly.
I've been listening to it.
Have I not? Let me tell you, when I like something or I'm trying to get in tune with someone that I'm going to interview, like, I'm in there. Like,
you're
I'm not just going to pass. Yeah, I'm in there. Like, I need to resonate with it because I need to, you know, us to resonate with each other. We never met each other before.
Right.
So
I need this to be the most memorable interview you do.
Yeah, I want it to, like, be a good experience for both of us.
Yeah.
You're taking the time to, you know, get in tune, and I'm, you know, and I appreciate it. So I think you deserve my full attention, even through your music.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right. I appreciate you. Listen, I appreciate you quoting some lines from the songs, too. I appreciate it. It makes me feel good. You're listening to it. You ain't just hearing it, and, you know, you listening to it, and you grasping to it. So it's all love.
All right, because I was like, you know, I don't know if Chingy was trying to play me before he got on the show writing this song, because you said, you know, my paper's live, yours is on a diet. And I'm just like, you right, Chingy, are you talking about Miss P? Because that's what's happening in my pockets right now. They're definitely on a diet. But
nah, you know how it is when you're making music. You got to talk that talk.
No, I love it. Those are the points, you know, and I made a point to, like, kind of write those down to make sure I could, like, you know, go back with you with those, because I was just like, those are my parts right there, just to let you know. So we have some more questions from the listeners, and they said, what do you think about Nicki Minaj tongue kiss with Nas in the Right By My Side video? Would you like to work with Nicki Minaj?
Would I like to work with Nicki Minaj? I love Nicki Minaj. I think she's a great artist. I think she's very creative. And I just like her, period. I worked with Nicki Minaj some years ago. I worked with her, Soulja Boy, and Gucci Mane years ago before she blew up. And she's real sweet. She's real cool. and she real down to earth, man. I like Nicki Minaj, and what I think about her tongue kissing Nas in the video, I think it should have been me.
I know that's right. Okay, I mean I didn't see that, but I'm definitely gonna Google that later.
Yeah,
I want to get into that. So, what prompts you, Chingy, to change your name from H Zubs to Chingy?
Well,
I want to know.
That was H Thugs. Actually, you know, back in the days when I was in my young and thugging days, back when I had braids and everything, you did running with my brother and them and my cousin them, and they actually gave me that name because I used to always wear flannels and Dickies and Converse, and I always had my hair braided, and I always had sometimes had my fro out. And so I'd just be just looking like a thug. And so my cousin gave him the name H Thugs, and it just kind of stuck. H Thugsy or whatever, and it just kind of stuck. But like in, I want to say 98, 99, I changed my name to Chingy. That was a saying that me and my peoples used to just say for like wealthy people with money. You know how you would call somebody a you're a baller or they balling,
right.
We would just be like they chinky.
Oh,
we'd
just
say they chinky, you know what I'm saying? And so
mm-hmm.
I thought that had a nice ring to it, so I decided to make it my stage name.
Right,
that's how that came about.
That's cute. You know, I said, is it money or is it because you have like that little chink thing going on with your eyes? I was, you know, I was trying to figure it out. Maybe it's just,
Now one of those, it means money. It means wealthy. But people always say my app, a lot of people be thinking I'm like mixed with Japanese or something. Like when I go to Japan, they be actually thinking that I'm like black and Japanese or something. I be like, for real, I ain't Indian, you know.
You have that
Indian,
exotic
like
look.
My grandmama is an Indian. She's black and Indian, so I got Indian in my family. But you know, Asian, I don't got no Asian in my family.
It could be possibly, you know, because it's not like we go do like that whole like www.ancestry.com thing. You know, we never know.
Right.
We never know
right.
What's
I mean,
going on.
You're right. You never know.
You never
be
know,
honest.
King. Yes. So you work with a slew of amazing artists throughout your career. So who would you say help influence your style?
Who would I say help influence my style? I have to say nobody actually helped influence my style because one thing about me as an artist, I'm always big on originality. I'm always big on being different. And so I never like imitating anybody. When I was younger, I used to imitate people because I was a kid. I thought, you know, that was cool to do. But as I got older and realized, you know, what makes a great artist is the originality. And so I always strived on being different, as you can see. Mm-hmm. And when I came out, the whole right there and the way I rapped and, you know, my voice. And still, it just stands, it stood out. And I think that's what made it bigger and made right there. But to get the record because it did stand out. You guys
right.
Forgive me, I'm making a turkey burger while I'm talking to you, so.
Oh, wow. So did you make one for me or is just for self? Like, you see how you are already?
Yeah,
I thought we were, like, kicking it.
If I could feed you through the phone, I would have whipped you one up. You know.
You know, that would have been so awesome, Chingy. It really would have been, you know, but I'm detoxing.
Too.
I'm sure. I'm detoxing right now. So, you know, no meats, no nothing right now. But it would definitely been awesome if I was, you know, trying to clean it up.
Well, you know, the kid do a little cooking sometimes.
You better cut it out because I know nothing about that.
Well, see, man, you got to get up on it. You got to get up on the cooking. And you don't cook. You know, men like the home-cooked meals. We like to get our home-cooked meals in.
I mean, I have, like, a selective menu. Let me put it like that, that I can, like, actually go in there and make, and you can digest it. Let's put it like
that. I mean, as long as you know how to do something. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, the kid come to the crib or something. He be wanting a little the home cooked meal, you got to have something whipped up waiting on the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'll have something whipped up waiting on the kid, okay? So that would never be an issue. Trust, okay?
Right. Right.
Okay. So Rebecca wanted to know, do you have any shows in New York coming up?
Any shows in New York? Not at this moment that I know of in New York. I was just in New York, though, for this, like, this Fuse TV thing. It might be, it's an offer on the table to do this Fuse show, and I might have to move to New York, so it's going.
Shut up.
It's going
pretty good. Did I hear that? Imagine.
It's going pretty good, but we'll see. What's her name? Imagine?
No, I said imagine. Imagine you up in New York, turkey burgers, you know? Turkey burgers.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lady G said, you know, are you coming to Cleveland, Ohio? Because her birthday's on June 1st, and she would love for you to rap to her. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, Cleveland, I love Cleveland, too. Bone is, like, my favorite group of all time. But Cleveland, you know what? I'm gonna keep it real. I got to ask my road manager because I don't be knowing what's on the calendar.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
I understand that.
I ain't gonna even front. So Cleveland, I ain't sure. I know. I'm doing a lot of overseas stuff and like a lot of college spot dates.
Right. But how you guys can keep in tune with Chingy is definitely follow him, because I'm sure that he tweets what's happening. So definitely follow him on Twitter, you know, and, you know, his website and everything is connected to his Twitter. And definitely, you know, stay in tune to what's happening with him that way, because, you know, this man is busy making turkey burgers. He don't really know his schedule right now.
You know, the kid got to get, you know, got to eat a little bit.
Exactly. We have to keep that, you know, keep hope alive over there with our body. So, yes, definitely eat that burger for real. So, you know, not only are you an artist, you know, and an entrepreneur, you also did some acting. So when you started doing your acting, did you take classes for that?
I actually didn't take acting classes because when you think about, I mean, everybody wants to be great at something. At some point, you probably have to get some type of guidance, but I didn't take acting classes. I just try to portray the person that I'm playing as much as I can, and it comes across, and I do a pretty good job. You know what I'm saying? I got this movie Speed Dating that's out, where I play this girl's ex-boyfriend. It's a movie called Polish Bar. You can check the trailer out on YouTube. Polish Bar, where I play like this. I play as club owner / drug dealer. You know, I was in Scary Movie 3. I did a couple of TV shows. I did an independent film called System Within. I was doing the acting thing. You know, it's definitely a nice check behind those gigs.
Right. So what do you find resonates the most? Of course, I know you're like music is the thing, but were you just like as comfortable with acting?
I was comfortable with it. It's like a video, except it's just more dialogue. And in the video, you just rapping along to your words. And the movie is dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're acting the person you're supposed to be. So it's pretty much the same, but just got its little tweaks.
Right. So what kind of music could I find on your iPod? Because I'm always curious to know what people have on their iPod.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna name a couple things that's in my iPod. Right now, when I go into my iPod, Hoop comes up.
Hoop?
Remember Troop?
Yeah. Spread my wings. You better cut it out. That was my joint.
Spread my wings. All I do is think of you.
Think of you. Yeah.
Them like two of my favorite joints. Jay-Z and Kanye West album. Boys to Men. Of course, Cindy. My group, Fresh Thug, Tupac, of course. Got to get some Tupac in there.
Definitely.
That's pretty much it right now. And Bone.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool because, you know, guess who I just recently added to my playlist? Chingy. Okay, exactly. It goes on and on. My list of music is really old school. I'm into that hard body and definitely music. I'm not really big into rap, to be honest with you. But when it has, like, stuff that I could resonate with and the beat is hot, then I'm definitely with that. But give me some slow jams, some jazz, and, you know, some mellow stuff. And I'm all with it. Yeah, and some chingy to turn it up. And then I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the world. So we have a lot of callers on the line, Chingy. And I think we should start taking a few. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see what's good.
Okay, no problem. Caller, you're on the line with Miss P and Chingy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Hi, Chingy.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. Listening to you guys talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Unique.
Unique.
Hi, Unique.
Great name. Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Unique. Precious. Oh, was he saying? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Chingy. What did he say?
He said your name was Unique.
Nice. You got a nice name. Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to make me blush. Oh, thank you.
So is there anything that you want to ask Chingy or anything you want to say about the music that you heard tonight or whatever?
First of all, the music was really dope. You know, I have to add it to my station because that was dope. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, add it to your station. Follow me on Twitter, too, at Chingy Jackpot.
Are you gonna? But if I do that, are you gonna follow me back though?
Your name is Unique on there?
Yep, it says uniquely underscore C underscore.
So you know what
you
do, Unique?
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna follow you back.
Yeah, follow Chingy and let him know that, you know, just put that little thing in the center so he can remember you, and then that way he can remember to follow you. Because
yeah,
do it right now because he's on a turkey burger. So, you know.
Can I get a turkey burger? Because I'm a fatty. I'm team fat ass, team eat all day, love food. You know what I'm saying?
Team eat all day.
I know how to cook.
Oh, you know how to cook?
Yes, I do. I'm Jamaican and I do culinary arts. So, team, strip it up and everything. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I got you with the Kool-Aid, though.
Yeah, I love some Kool-Aid. I love Kool-Aid.
What's your favorite Kool-Aid?
My favorite Kool-Aid, I would have to say, is I'm like a fruit punch dude. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I like fruit punch.
Yeah, me too. I grew up on that fruit punch. I ain't go for it.
Okay, exactly. So go follow Chingy now. Tweet him a little bit to let him notice you. And we appreciate you tuning in with Ms. P and Chingy. And, of course, as always, I appreciate your support, Unique.
You're welcome, Precious.
Have
welcome,
a good night.
I'm with you right now. Have a great night, guys.
You too. So, bye.
All right, be cool.
Yeah, so that was Unique, and she is super into Kool-Aid, as we know. And, you know, I heard a little saying not too long ago.
I like Kool-Aid, too, though.
Right. You know, I had this saying the other day, and somebody was like, Precious, don't be staring up the Kool-Aid. And I was like, really? Like, what? Like,
that's
staring up the Kool-Aid.
You said that's a saying?
Yeah, that someone said to me the other day, don't be staring up the Kool-Aid. And I was like, what in the heck does that all mean?
They should have kept it to themselves.
Exactly. I don't even know what it all means, but Rebecca in the chat room had a question, and she wanted to know, boxers or briefs?
I like boxers and I like briefs because women like the briefs. So
exactly.
I might, if my little chick likes some briefs, I might throw some on for her because she like them. But I rock boxers, you dig. But I mean, briefs ain't bad, you know. They just, I like the swing. I can't be too tight. Briefs sometimes can feel like some skippies. They can feel like some straight some draws. You know what I'm saying? So the kid being is doing this boxer thing, but briefs sometimes, you know, my chick like.
Yeah, it just all depends. It depends on the mood, you know, set in the mood, definitely. So everybody's screaming,
right.
You know, Chingy, I'm following you on Twitter, follow me back. I mean, guys, Chingy has a very minimum amount of people that he follows, as you guys see. And
right,
I'm sure he'll show some love, but just definitely tweet him.
I follow people back, though. Tell them don't get it twisted. I'll be following people, so they just got to pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention. He's going to be following. And definitely tweet him and let him know that you were in tune tonight to the show. And that way he'll know because, you know, you can only imagine how many people are tweeting him and he can't keep up with everybody's, you know, follow. So definitely,
right.
You know, let him know what's happening.
And tell him to download the Jackpot Back mixtape.
And download the Jackpot. Chingy, they hear you.
Oh, okay. Download the Jackpot Back mixtape at fulldeck.com. 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 Go download the Jackpot Back mixtape.
Yeah, make that happen. Make that happen. So we have some more callers on the line because we know we can't keep Chingy all night, although I want to. But let's just take a few more calls. Let's see. Caller, you on the line with Miss P and Chingy. How you doing tonight?
Yo,
caller.
This me?
904.
Oh, man, what's up, Miss Intune? It's Hollow, King Hollow, man. You know, I've always been a fan of Chingy since right there, and I used to always
what's up, dog?
That goddamn jackpot, man. You always
had
right
on, man.
The jackpot when I was young, man. So I'm already
right
downloaded.
On.
I hit you up on Twitter already, and my only question
what's your
is,
name
you know,
on, what's
fans,
your name on Twitter?
King Hollow 25.
King Hollow 25.
Okay,
I got you right. I'm
from the
side of you.
Yeah,
man.
They call me the new freestyle king. You know what I'm saying? I do my thing. But one of my questions was, is
okay.
How you staying irrelevant in an irrelevant hip hop game?
You know, these days, man. Like when I got my deal and stuff, like Facebook, YouTube. I only think it was Twitter wasn't even about then. And so, like, so. Really, you had to stay relevant then, like just street teams and keeping you everywhere in the street, like, you know what I'm saying, posting your posters up and all that, and just your music being on the radio and video and all that. Now, you got to use them different outlets like the Twitters, YouTubes, Facebook, and just, you know, the internet and the social networks, period, to stay relevant because you got people, you can drop a song. People's attention span these days are short. So you got to keep dropping stuff. You got to keep dropping shit like this, dropping it.
Because me, you know what I'm saying, I call myself Freestyle King. I got 180 freestyles on my King Hollow 25 YouTube channel. I'm always tweeting. I'm always on Facebook. I'm always messing with Miss P. You know, we always networking, and it's just like it's kind of hard with the, you know what I'm saying, the more innovations, it's just like it's hard, and I have to explain to my artists.
I'm
going to
tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, though. Keep doing what you're doing. It may be hard, it may get hard, but just keep doing what you're doing. Always be passionate about what you do because I'm living proof that it can happen. I used to be years ago, used to be like, man, forget this. I ain't finna keep doing this stuff. Ain't nothing paying off, this and that. But I stuck with it. And eventually, you know, it happened for me. So you got to keep working at it and keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody discourage you. You know what I'm saying? And, get some knowledge on the business, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I
make
already
sure
got
you get knowledge on the business and how things going and just you becoming your own entity.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that
yeah.
right there.
Thank
that's
you,
what
King.
I do.
Yeah,
always
thank you so much.
I'm
going to
be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight
that.
And supporting Chingy Jackpot.
Alright, I'm already downloading it, putting it on my MP3 player now to go walk.
Yay!
I
love it. You're the best.
Right,
you're the best.
King
you're
Hollow
the best.
Brown, let's get it.
Okay, absolutely. So we're going to take another caller. Thank you so much, you know, Unique and King Hollow for, you know,
yeah,
all
yeah,
that love for
shout
Chingy.
Out to you and King Hollow.
Yeah, definitely. So we have another caller online, caller 347. You're on the line with Miss P and Chingy. How you doing tonight?
Hello, how are you?
Good in yourself.
How you doing?
This is Tisha.
Hi, Tisha. How you doing?
Hey, Timmy.
How you doing, Becky? What's going on?
Are you just somebody like all giddy? Are you giddy because you're talking to Chingy? Are you giddy over there? I just want to know.
Yes, I am. I'm very giddy. I love Chingy. You hear me?
I love him.
When I heard that he was going to be on, I had to. I'm always tuned into the Intune show. You know, don't get that wrong. But
definitely.
I had to put it on my Instagram, listening to my sister, you know, on Block Talk Radio, interviewing Chingy. Mm-hmm. You already know how I do. I have to put it out there.
Exactly.
But,
Is there anything you want to ask Chingy tonight while we have him live in the house tonight?
I just like listening to him talk. That's all. I just do not know. I am blushing right now, for real. Like, I don't know if y'all can hear my voice trembling.
You sound a little excited. You know, it's all good. It's all love, though. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that you called and that you, you know, wanted to even talk to me. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you being a part of this conversation.
Aw, that's so sweet. So you
got me blushing.
I know, right? Go, Chingy.
Okay, go Chingy. Exactly. Exactly.
Tisha, I am following you on Twitter at brownskint_1. I already followed you when you first, you know, said your name on Twitter.
Hit me up on that
again.
Hit me up on that again so I can check and follow you.
Okay, I'm going to hit you up again. And also, I'm on Instagram. I don't know if you have Instagram, TT Baby. You already know I have to plug that in with you. I have to put you out there.
TT Baby,
mm-hmm.
I see you
that's
on
me.
That's me, Chingy. She's just terribly excited, Chingy. I mean, what do you expect? You're Chingy. Like, women are, like, going crazy, like Phoenix said in the chat room, like what you do to women in the club. This is happening on the phone now. So you get to witness.
This is
what literally happened.
In the club. Just
right.
Know.
Exactly.
They get
excited. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
but
I'll
thank you,
this.
Tisha. Thank
you're
you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I love
and
you so much.
You,
and thank
baby.
You so much. Exactly.
Love you, too. Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right. Yeah, so that's awesome, Chingy. I mean, the lines are crazy right now. I don't even know what to do with my – I mean, I need sunglasses for all the lines. That's what up. So we have another caller, 843. You on the line with Miss P and Chingy. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. So what's going on? What's your name?
It's Phoenix.
Hey,
Star
Phoenix,
9.
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Chingy. How you doing, Miss P?
How you doing?
I'm doing
What's up, baby?
Yeah, I just had, like, one question because I know y'all, you know, got a little bit of time left. I just wanted to know, like, what's the biggest challenge that you've, I guess, ran into so far, and, like, how did you get over it?
The biggest challenge that I ran into, you know what I have to say, biggest challenge I ran into in the beginning of my career, I wasn't focused on the business aspect of it. I was so in tune and in love with that I had finally made it and was able to do what I've been wanting to do for the past years. That I was just in the business and, you know, making records and doing the videos, record on the radio, traveling, performing. I love that aspect so much that I didn't care about the business aspect. And the business aspect is like the main aspect that you need to really pay attention to, because you got some vultures out there. You got some wolves out there who see an opening. And that you know, they steal from you, they take from you, they greedy people greedy and just be, you know, they'll mess you over in this business. And so I had to get smarter about the business aspect and pay more attention, so that way I can know more what's going on with my career and what the numbers looking like, you know what I'm saying, and keeping track of the money and just everything, you know, just try to basically just trying to keep a business mind about everything so I can know how my business is being ran instead of just being the artist and performing and not knowing what's going on. Somebody may be stealing from me or something. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to get my business mind together, and I think that's one of the obstacles that I had to face, and I had to just kind of make right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think every artist and every upcoming artist, they need to focus on that. You know, be a little more serious about the business aspect before they get in the business or even while they're in it. They just need to understand it more. You know what I'm saying? Understand more what a manager do, a lawyer do, accountants, and just period. Just understand about marketing. Understand it. Just understand about everything in this business. If you with a record label and your name and they're talking about you and your name is in the conversation, you need to be in the conversation because you want to know everything that's going on with you. That's what mm-hmm. I tell people because I didn't do that in the beginning.
Absolutely. That's excellent advice.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that that insight. And thank you, Ms. P, for having him on. Like, that's big. I was glad I tuned in tonight.
Are you? All right.
Right? I'm glad you tuned in, too, and I appreciate the support. And I'm honored that Chingy's on the show with me. You don't know what I'm going to do after the show. I'm going to do backflips and, you know, go into groupie mode again and then go back to lady mode. That will happen. So thank you, Phoenix, for calling in.
No problem.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And we have another call on the line. 312, you on the line with Chingy and Ms. P.
Yo, what's good, Chingy? What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's up with you, dog? What's going on? I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Like, yeah, man. Yo, man, like, I was in Little Rock one day, and somebody, you know what I'm saying, a friend of my mom's or whatever, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, you know, I got a nephew or whatever, he in the game or whatever. So I said, okay. He said, you probably know him. I said, all right. What's his name? Kind of stumbled on the name for a little minute. Then he was like, from St. Louis. So I was like, all right. And I kept thinking, I thought of you. I was like, you said Chingy? He was like, yeah. So I'm like, all right then. So he was like, this was like back in 3 years ago when I was in Little Rock or whatnot. And, he said he was going to see my CD. So he told me he spoke to you for a little minute. I'm not sure if you know him. He go by the name of Royce.
Royce?
His first name. Yeah, Royce. Royce Bailey.
Not to stop you, but who are you? Like, what's your name?
My name is Legend. Like, they call me Legend. I've been rapping since I was 11. I've been on a few radio shows or whatnot. I've been traveling from Miami to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Texas, pretty much all over. Right now I'm located in North Virginia. So, you know, I'm basically just getting my
Royce, I don't know. It don't sound familiar. I ain't sure, though. You said it was a while ago, but it don't sound familiar off the top of the head.
Yeah. Nah,
yeah, so what are you trying to convey to Chingy tonight, Legend?
Right. I mean, like, I understand, what about the business that, you know, that we got to, like, pretty much get down pat as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, they pretty much give you, like, an advance, but then, like, you know what I'm saying? I know they kind of give you, like, all right, you're on your own right now. Type thing, like, okay, here's an advance right here, and then you're on your own. Like, how does that work? Like, do they just see the advance, and then you got to invest it into, like,
I mean, well, anything that a label give you, they give you advance or whatever, just know you got to pay that back. So they ain't giving you shit, to be honest. You got to pay that back. You know what I'm saying? But when they give you that, you'll get an advance,
right,
and you'll get a budget to record your project.
Right.
And you know, it's all on you how you spend it. You just can't be stupid about how you spend the budget to record your project. Right. But you got to pay all of that back at some point. So just know that. It ain't free money.
Right, right. Yeah, because I had, man, I was like just looking at a few videos and stuff, and it was just tough. It said all about, you know, how rap has been like, you know what I'm saying, they've been getting like messed over by the companies and stuff. And I was like, man, I see like my friends, they thinking they just getting that money like off rip, and it's like, nah, like it ain't like that. So
you gotta work hard. This ain't no business where you just get in it, somebody just give you some money, you think the money just keep coming. You gotta work very, very hard in this business. A lot of people think it's just fun. Well, it's not. You gotta work real hard. I'm talking about extra hard. You gotta do a lot of stuff you ain't gonna wanna do, but you gotta do it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Legend, for calling in tonight. We appreciate your support and you tuning in to Chingy. You know, download his new album he has out right now and follow him on Twitter. Support. What'd you say, Chingy? Mixtape, I'm sorry. His mixtape, excuse me. And support.
Thank you, Legend.
All right, so that was Legend. So thanks, Legend, for your call. And, you know, yeah, so basically what people are trying to say, well, what Chingy is conveying overall is that for all those out there basically calling in with kind of the same question, it's a work in progress. And in addition to that, anything that you do in this life is a work in progress. And that's one thing that I try to stress to you guys every show, that it takes support, it takes focus, it takes endurance, it takes strength, it takes determination, it takes dedication to get where you want to be in this lifetime. You know, the ups, the downs, the bumps, the bruises, it's all part of it. So basically nothing is just given to you because what you the man, no, or you the woman, no. It's repercussions for everything that you do in this life. So like he stated earlier to Phoenix, you know, education is essential when you get into any business. Like he said, if you have to be present if your name is involved. And I think that makes perfect sense because people will tell you anything and sell you dreams. And they're the one who's benefiting while you're losing. So you definitely want to get in tune with that. Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if I kind of wrapped it up, Chingy, but, you know, that's what I got from it.
you just spoke on the truth. So, you know, it's all good.
All right. So I'm not going to keep you much longer, Chingy. I just wanted to know, you know, like we were just talking about, there's the good and the bad and the ugly. So is it anything that you want to convey to the listeners or to the world about yourself that been buzzing in the street that you just, you know, wanted to come from the horse's mouth about?
Whatever rumors you ever heard about me, they'll never be true. I got to say that because, you know, through the past couple of years, I've heard some stupid, crazy rumors, outlandish shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that, you know, these people be out here trying to get 15 minutes of fame, and they don't take the time out to work hard for what they believe in and to reach their goals. And so they go throwing dirt on other people to try to reach their goals. And I just want to say that don't ever believe anything somebody you ever heard in this media, somebody say about me, because it ain't true. If it ain't coming from my mouth, it ain't true. I'm a grown man. I ain't got no reason to be sitting up here lying and, you know what I'm saying, carrying on. So
Exactly. I mean, when you're in the public's eye, it's always going to be that way. And everybody should know that. But, you know, people have, like, the oddest way of living in this society. They gravitate to negativity before they'll gravitate to something that's positive.
Yep.
You know, and that's the
positive over negative.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah, well, this is about this and this is that. So they resonate with that more because it just keeps their juices flowing.
Yeah.
Because people that don't have a life definitely resonate with bullcrap.
Yeah, that's how the world because is today. You know, there's a lot of negativity going on out here. These people be more focused on. I remember I sent like four kids to college, people, I didn't even hear that in the media, but I heard some stupid rumors and dumb stuff in the media. I was like, what about the kids I just sent to college? Do anybody care about that?
Right, exactly, you know, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really awesome, and I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. So that's something that, you know, I want to revisit and definitely put out there into the universe when I'm blasting your music on rotation and definitely always giving you shout-outs and love from this day forward. Because one thing about me is not just about, hey, I mean, you're awesome, you're sexy, you're all that. Don't get it twisted. But aside from all that, I see a bigger picture. Because anybody can be attractive or sexy or talented. It's just my bigger picture is supporting people that are out there doing their thing. So that's what I'm about. So I'm definitely your supporter. You know, I'm a groupie for 5 minutes of the show. Here and there throughout this segment, I was really a groupie here and there. But like I said, that was for 5 minutes. But for this day forward, I want you to understand that, you know, I'm not trying to jump on no bandwagon or nothing like that, but I'm definitely trying to stay connected. I'm definitely trying to stay connected, and I definitely want to follow up with you in the future to any upcoming projects. Uh-huh. And while I'm saying that, do you have any upcoming projects that you want to put out there for people to stay in tuned and keep their eyes open for?
I got a project I'm working on called Sleep On Me, Die In Your Dreams.
Mhm.
It's gonna be a little harder. You know, the records on are gonna be a little more harder. I'm working on it right now. So look out for that. Something I'm dropping. It's going to be about 6 joints on there, like an EP. It's going to be about 6 joints. But I'm going to put some videos and stuff out to it. I'm part of the Respect My Vote campaign. So, you know, expect me to be. And, for all you people that want to make a change out there, always talking about this is messed up and that is messed up. You know, it starts with voting, so go get registered to vote. And when election time, you know, come up, make sure you vote it, you know. So I definitely got to add that in there. But,
yeah.
And get this download, the Jackpot Fat mixtape. And, you know, hit me up on Twitter at Chingy Jackpot, and I appreciate everybody that's listening. And I want to say everybody that supports Chingy, I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And let's keep getting it.
Yeah, let's keep getting it. Chingy, this has been such an amazing experience for me. You have no idea. Just your presence alone and gaining the insight that I've gained tonight is a blessing. So I really appreciate you. I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, I don't believe you. No, I'm just messing.
You don't believe me? Don't play now, Chingy, okay?
No,
I'm just messing with you, too. But don't play, because I already told you that at the beginning of the show about them pigeons. So don't get on the don't playlist.
I got you.
All right, Chingy, thank you so, so very much. And, you know, like I said, stay in tune with me, please, and let me know what's going on, because I want to help support and, you know, keep it going, you know, because we in here.
I have no problem staying in tune with you, and we definitely in here. So it's all love. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Chingy. Have an excellent night.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Bye, Chingy.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, guys. So I'm super in love. I just want you guys to know that with Chingy, okay, for all those that didn't catch that in the beginning of the show. Not only is he awesome to look at, he's also very cool. And you never know what to expect when you're, you know, meeting someone for the first time over the phone, you know. So I'm grateful that everyone that I have interviewed that's in the limelight so far on the show has been super, super awesome. I couldn't ask for anything else. Everyone who came on the show, like, let's see, let's list them for just in case for all those who are tuning in for the first time and not aware of the people that I had the opportunity to interview. Veronica London, DJ Girl 6, Brittany J, Levert 2. I mean, the list goes on, but definitely stay in tune with the show, because not only do I interview people that are in the limelight, I also interview the amazing people, the everyday people like myself that are out here with amazing talents, amazing skills, expertise. I mean, small businesses. I mean, whatever it is, I mean, health and wellness, whatever it is that I feel that we need to get in tune with is definitely happening on this show. And I just appreciate every single person that tuned in to the show as usual. Without you guys, none of this would even be worth doing, honestly. No amount of limelight people, no amount of anything would even resonate with me if you guys weren't in tune to the show. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I definitely hope it's not your last. And for all those who tune in all the time and show love, like T, like Phoenix, like Lady G, like I'm Smack Boys, I love you guys. I really, really sincerely do. And Rebecca, you know, she's tuned in tonight, and I had the opportunity to interview her. So Rebecca Scrubs, definitely look her up. She makes amazing scrubs. She's in the chat room right now, and, you know, connect with her. And, again, for everyone who's in the chat room, and King Hollow, how can I forget you? Thank you so much for all that you are and all the contribution that you have contributed to the Intune Show, and above all, the support. So everyone in the chat room, everyone that I'm in tune with is amazing. So if you're not in tune with the people that I'm in tune with, there is seriously a problem. Definitely get up with Phoenix. She is a go-getter for real. Definitely get up with T. She is an amazing supporter. Definitely get up with Lady G because she is like a woman that never sleeps. She is amazing for social media networking. King Hollow has, like he just stated, over 100-something mixtapes. Get at him. Smack Boys is in the chat room. He is a producer beyond producers with beats and things of that nature. Get at him. Get at him. Network. While you have an opportunity in a few minutes on the show, you know, put your Twitter, put your Facebook, put your links, put everything in there so everyone can connect and stay in tune with one another. For all those who are not following me on Twitter, I don't know what the heck is the problem, but you better get that going, like, ASAP. And that's at Intune Show, period. You know, right now my website is intune.webs.com, but at this current moment I'm actually getting it revamped and everything is being built from the ground up. So it's going to be a whole new website. It's going to be a whole new everything. So I'm super excited about that. So just go join that site for the moment, and then once the new one is together, I will blast that to everyone so everyone can log on and have the new interactive one that's going to be a billion times better than this one, because you now got to keep it clean and professional. So for all those that have anything that they want to share or any topics, any comments and things of that nature, email me at intuneshow@aol.com. I want to resonate with you. If you have music and, you know, submit it, MP3 format it, clean tracks, and definitely label them. I don't want to hear any pots and pans in the background on your music because I'm not playing that. If you send me an email that doesn't have labeled tracks, I will just trash it because it's not hard. Title of the song and the artist. I don't want to have to take time to go and cut and paste your name into your track once I download it. It's just way too much for me, seriously. So if the pots and pans are going in the background, don't send it in. Check it, get it mixed and mastered, and then send it in to me. I know that for all those that, you know me, know that I like to play a track before the show is over. So I'm going to drop a tune on you guys, and then I'm going to see you guys tomorrow night because I am interviewing at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Juice McCain. And for all those who don't know Juice McCain, all I'm going to say is drop him in the Google. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm gonna attach that to something else, The Game. And I know you guys can resonate with that, The Game, okay? So tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m., tune in with me at 818-495-6975 live. Use our interactive chat room or click the link and listen in, okay? Don't miss out on this one because he's a hottie. I'm just like, is this hottie? Is this hottie week? Seriously, is this hottie week? Because, you know, we just had the awesome Chingy on, hottie. And then tomorrow we'll have Juice McCain on, hottie. So definitely, you know, tune into that because I'm so ready for that, so ready. So 9:30 p.m. tomorrow Eastern, tune in. And for all those that missed Chingy the first time coming in, I'm just going to play it again We're going to end on his note. We're going to end on his note. Here we go. Let It Go. Bye, Chingy. Have a good night, babies. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And stay in tune.
Okay. That's right.
Bang, bang!
J-Class, what's good, my dude? You know how we do this, man.
Woo!
Oh.
4, 5, 10, 20s, I let it go. Ooh. Somebody better let her know. I let it go. Ooh. Slap it down to the flow. Baby, let it go. Got a whole lot of money. I let it go. Ooh. I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Your man thinks it's no okay. I let it go. All black or pearl, it matched the bird. Your girl might ride, no horse and curve. Them cameras in her joking, but I'm not the dirt. 5 seconds 1, 10 seconds 5, 20 seconds 10. Yeah, we didn't lie. Them chickens flocking over, cause they know we got it. Announce I'm in the building, start a damn ride. My money healthy, yo shit gonna die. Them cat was muggin', but tell them cat was pride. This spot so packed, I'm amp, I think I just might buy. My paper lies, your paper cries.
4, 5, 10, 20s, I let it go. Ooh. Somebody better let her know, I let it go. Ooh. Slap it down to the floor, baby, let it go. Got a whole lot of money, I let it go. Ooh. I let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Ooh.
Let it go. Your man thinks it don't go change. I let it go. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let it go.
Lil' mama twerking it. I'm rubbing on her thighs. Oh, fighting over these dollars, but I ain't taking sides. Got cake like it's my birthday, so don't be surprised. Yeah, I'm on my shoes. Like some flight flies. Got presidents, but they not alive. My money long. Let's take a ride. Get that fast pass, need a chick to match my drive. Fresh thug, dead in my guy. Big got some pounds, K got some pies. We just trying to live, you cowards trying to die. Diamonds gleaming like sun rays from your eyes. Yellowstone, call it sunrise.
I'm in tune.
Let's go.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.